Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
Have you ever heard of an energy healing?
I heard about it yesterday.
Okay, well, I have been studying this for a while, so that surprises me that you just heard about it yesterday.
I guess I got to watch it passively get experience yesterday.
Many of you know that we went to see Joe Dispenza back in November. We went to a week-long retreat, and then at the end of each day, they would have these energy healings where people would stand around, and if everybody in the same building at the same time directed their energy on the high vibrations, love and health and abundance, prosperity, then it feels that energy is more connected. I mean, the collective conscious,
yeah,
right?
It's like an attention and intention piled on top of each other.
And you could actually feel the energy in the room. There was a visceral, physical feeling when everyone entered the room. You could feel a tingling.
That just gave me goosebumps because you can put this on a level of regular experiences. So if you're not deep into personal development, if you don't understand all that, imagine when you walk into the room of a funeral, or when you walk into the room of a wedding or a graduation, you can feel the energy in each of those rooms in different levels and aspects. And that's where when everyone is focused on the most positive, the highest vibrational intention and attention, it's amazing.
It's palpable. It's contagious.
Palpable, yes.
You can actually feel it. So several years ago, I was watching this documentary called Heal. I think it came out in 2017. I found it interesting. I was like, oh, that's so, I don't know.
It's different.
But I saw people like Michael Beckwith, Joe Dispenza. There were a lot of the same people. There's Bruce Lipton, I think is one. A lot of the same people kept coming up. People that I had seen before. And that kind of piqued my interest. And then I was watching another documentary, and then, of course, the Joe Dispenza retreat, and I started doing some Googling about different energy circles. And there's people that actually meet online virtually, because here's the thing, is you can do these energy intensive sessions virtually, and it still has the same result, the same feeling, believe it or not. It's not quite as intense, but it is still...
You still push... There's still that energetic wave that's going through and around and out.
Yes. And yesterday, I had the opportunity to do that. It was freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. So I got on this Zoom call, and it was kind of weird. It was kind of like drinking the Kool-Aid weird. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know what to expect. So I got on, and a couple of the rules. You needed to have a glass of water sitting beside you. You needed to be in your favorite sitting place in the house.
It's a favorite space.
Yes. Now, I literally cleaned our... Like, I wanted... I don't know why, but I was like, oh, we're going to be on Zoom and they're going to be able to see where my favorite sitting space is. And I had been doing art projects. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of cleaning to do before I can even get on this call. So I wanted to clear the space, clear the energy in the room, because I wanted to present my best energy on this Zoom circle, makes sense.
It's kind of just being available for the experience. And you knew also, outside of what might be perceived, but that you work well and your energy flows well in a very clean and organized area.
It's feng shui. I mean, if your space is cluttered, then you are cluttered. And if you have chaotic, small thoughts that are constantly in your head, look around. There's probably little small projects all over the place. So it is a reflection. Your environment is a reflection of your energy. I get on this call and there's probably, I don't know, 15 people. So it was a small circle and everyone is like in their favorite chairs with their favorite blankets. And then they all have a glass of water or a carafe of water beside them. And the reason that you put the water there is because the energy of the water will change throughout the circle. And then you are to take bits of that water and put them in every area that you use water. So if you brush your teeth, you should use that energetic water. If you take a bath, you should pour a little bit of that energetic water in there. Everything that you consume, you drink, you should definitely put that energetic water. If you wash your face, if you do anything, put the energetic water.
Interesting.
Because it changes the cellular structure of the water. And okay, so let me just tell you what I experienced. It was so bizarre. I was so a little bit apprehensive, a little bit skeptical.
Were you dumbfounded and surprised by the effect of it? Or was it a...
I am still interested. Realizing what the effect is. So we literally got on a call and then there is like a guru. I don't know if we should call him a guru.
A his master name is, facilitator.
Yes. For me, his name was Rob. And he claims to have divine energy. So then the rest of the people, like I said, everyone is in their favorite chair with their blankets and like comfortable. So it's almost like you're going into bed with some people.
In people's living room, you're snuggled up, quote unquote.
Yes. And I was like, that lady needs a little more clothes. You know what I'm saying? And then I tried not to look at the other little squares in the Zoom session, but I couldn't help it. And then he like does a little sound healing, plays some special music, and literally he sends out unconditional love to the group. And you can add to the energy by sending unconditional love and putting your vibration in the love, the hope, the gratitude. Think of all the nice things. It really is just about receiving and giving intentionally, but on a very high vibrational level.
High and full. Like I hear the intention in it. And one of the things that it makes me think of is when we talk about if you believe it, it's true. Like your beliefs become your reality. And putting a high energy or all the, I want to say, quote unquote, medicinal benefits into the water that's mm-hmm. next to you. And then having that intention that when you take that sip of water, when you brush your teeth with this, that the intention
of maybe it's a placebo effect. I don't know.
It doesn't matter because our brains and our bodies are so
powerful
and magnificently made. Our bodies literally are made for healing themselves. I mean, you cut yourself, you heal. Mm-hmm. And they're also made for giving us a design of experiencing a wonderful, extraordinary life. So if you have this intention of this makes me feel good. This is a high energy. This is cellular cleansing and cellular regeneration. And like you think about that while it's going in, then it allows it to be accepted and loved and felt within the body, which changes your state, which shows up how you're going to show up in the world, which is
fantastic. Now, here's
what's
so crazy about the whole thing is as I was sitting there and going into my meditation, basically, because, you know, I close my eyes the whole thing is about receiving the energy that you feel. So I was just closing my eyes, trying to feel, okay, what is it that I feel? All of a sudden, I saw this. I mean, I had my eye mask on, so it was dark. It was dark. I had the lights off, the shades closed, and I had my eye mask on. And all of a sudden, I saw the brightest light that I could possibly imagine, almost blinding light.
Hmm.
Blinding light. And in that moment, I went into uncontrollable crying. Uncontrollable crying. And I'm not sure what I was feeling exactly. It just felt like emotions were coming up for me, emotions that I didn't even know how to identify them or label them. I really did not know what I was experiencing. I do know that at one point I felt like my face had like it was hurting. You know how, I don't know if you've ever laughed so hard and you're like, oh, stop, my face hurts. My face hurts. Well, at one point, my face was hurting because I was in this emotional state.
I've cried so hard my face hurts. Like it's way different than the laughing face hurt.
Yeah.
And but did it feel like almost like a release? Like sometimes when you finish something, it's like, oh wow, the stress of the doing or the energy exposed or put forth in the doing, crossing that finish line is like almost like a breath. And is that the emotion with the crying, or was it gratitude, or was it?
There was gratitude. I don't feel like I had an emotional release, at least not yet. Now, the thing about this is that there's like a whole website of what to expect before and during and after even. And several of the things that you might experience are like your body starts detoxing. So from the minute you sign up, the divine starts working through you because your intention is to show up to this healing circle. So literally, like I've had diarrhea. I literally have had diarrhea now for 3 days. I've been hungry. I've been tired. I've experienced different moods, and it's been very, very bizarre. I know that I talked maybe last podcast. I know I talked about it on our morning coffee, but in the middle of the night, I literally felt like I was breaking out of my chrysalis. And that's the analogy I have, or like I was maybe coming out of an egg. But I felt like my back needed to be popped. And I started doing exercises all throughout the night. Jason was so asleep, he had no idea. But I literally was doing everything I could to relieve this tension in my back, which was so overwhelming. Now, what's so crazy is that for a couple of years now, I have been noticing that I have tension in my back, and it started in my lower back. And I remember a couple of years ago saying, you know, I've never had problems with back
aches. Never had low back pain.
And all of a sudden I was having low back pain. And then it kind of started moving up. And within the last year, I've been calling it my porcupines, because if I'm in a situation that I don't even know what it is that is triggering me or what it is that is causing this to happen, but all of a sudden I start feeling these, I call them porcupines because it literally feels like little pricks
you define
that
them
need to come out.
When you talk about them verbally to me, it's like it feels like spikes are
coming out. Yes, if you can imagine a superhero, and when they
morph,
you know, like the Incredible Hulk. I remember when he would get angry or mad, he would turn into this green giant. It almost feels like these spikes are starting to pop up in my upper back. I know that sounds crazy, but it started with this really deep, intense, muscular, almost like my back would seize up. I would often say, oh my gosh, my back is seizing up. And we went through a period where I was having all sorts of massage.
Yeah, massages, stretching. And someone out there, so you think it sounds crazy, it sounds weird. Someone out there right now is going, oh my God, Jana gets it.
Yes. And the thing is sometimes the more I talk about it, nobody wants to hear it. So nobody asked me about this. And many times I think, well, they probably think that this is just happening in my head, but it literally is my body is releasing something. So I went to this healing energy circle, and I'm going to go back. I am going to go back. I could literally feel the good vibes and the intentions. And I mean, we're all there for the same reason. We all just want to feel good.
One of the other things, because it's coming back to me now, is you signed up for it about 3 days ago, 3 or 4 days ago. And in that time, you also mentioned to me that the spikes have changed. Like there's a difference that's loosening up or that's releasing or something. And now knowing that you were forewarned that changes will begin to take place once you have this intention for it, for the change to take place by signing up for this energy healing in these pods.
Mm-hmm.
And just recognizing there's progress there and labeling that as progress and recognizing it, having the awareness of it to say things are getting different. Things are changing.
And again, you know, I, as you're talking, I'm thinking, well, maybe it is the placebo effect. I'm completely doubting myself.
I think it's the body effect. It's the energy. Energy is contagious. And when we start, and you talked about so many times you've told me about transmuting energy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get it, sometimes I don't. I mean, that's just like when I get in the moment and I'm in my energetic field, it's like, I don't even know what to do with this energy. I'm just going to be in it. But you talk sometimes about the transmuting of the energy and allowing your body and your mind to work together and make this energy into something that's useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think placebo or not, our bodies are divine and they are so powerful that it's placebo or not. It's what are we offering ourselves in a way of success and in a way of getting to where we want to be emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, all these ways. And this is I feel it's powerful.
Yeah. I will say, so this guy, his name is Rob Wurgeon. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And he claims to be connected to the divine with his energy. He has tuned into the frequency of healing energy, and it's really amazing the testimonials of people who have been around him or have worked with him and what they say. And again, whether it's just in our minds, whether it's what we believe or whether there's some sort of healing powers that can come through. I found the experience. I went into it with an open mind. And again, I could tell exactly when he was focused on me.
Hmm.
So there were 12 people and he went around one at a time. And you didn't know when he was focusing on you because there was music playing and, you know, I was in this meditation, but there was a definitive moment when I saw the brightest light, and it was, and then again, I went into this emotional release. I guess it is a release.
That's amazing.
Right?
Especially knowing that you had the eye patches on. You were, I mean, it's total darkness. First of all, our brains can do amazing, powerful things. It's like turning a light switch on.
Yeah.
And now connecting it with, I felt that energy coming to me.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain picked it up. I mean, our brain picks up on verbal cues, on all these things. I think there's a thought that there are 4 billion things happening at any given time in our immediate circle.
Mm-hmm.
But we filter down to what we can, what we have the capacity to comprehend and what we have the capacity to use and what we say is important. And then being in that state, you allowed for the energy to actually come in, allowed your subconscious and your conscious mind to pick it up and use it for your benefit.
It was definitely an interesting experience. And I'm going to keep you in the loop because I do think that I might do this again. In fact, I think I might sign up for there's like a monthly club where they meet on a regular basis and they have these international circles. I don't know. I will do some more exploring and some more research. For some reason, it's a little weird for me to talk about it out loud. I feel exhausted this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel emotionally exhausted. And B, it feels weird for me to talk about because I don't want people to think that I'm crazy or that I have stepped into some sort of woo-woo science.
It's not the normal talk of our current or our previous social standings.
Yes. And so I want to be real and authentic and vulnerable, open, and at the same time, I don't want to get feedback that, oh
right,
my gosh,
that negative feedback.
Gianna has lost her marbles.
The thing is, when we don't know what we don't know, that's one thing. But then what if we ask ourselves, well, what if? What if this is
right?
The way? What if this is the quicker, faster, more productive, and more abundant way? And what if allows the opening of that door to peek inside and say, let's just explore it. Let's experiment. And that's what you're doing. And I think it's fantastic.
I just want to feel good. Yeah. I just want to feel great. Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.